Players ready? Play. 15th seed here. Yesterday I was physically and mentally spent. Today I'm satisfied that I'm still in the Wimbledon tournament and into the fourth round. In fact, I'm quite proud of my achievement of fighting back from two sets to nil down against Frenchman Quentin Halyas. And that said, I mean, it was totally outplayed in the first set. I lost a tiebreak in the second set. And at that time, I was looking at a pretty quick exit from the tournament. And I think one of the things you have to remember is Quentin played through the qualifiers. It's three matches. That's a hard ask in itself. But what it does do is it acclimatises you to the courts and the environment, and you're ready to go. So first round he comes up against Chris Eubanks, who's a very good player, particularly on this surface. He's had a good record here in the past. But with the benefit of those matches under his belt, was able to win in straight, which was a very, very good win. And with that, of course, breeds confidence. And then comes up against Karen Khachanov, who is an excellent player, the tall Russian. I mean, one of the few Russians that are probably really suited by grass court surface. And but, you know, Quentin turns up believing he can win and played accordingly. And fantastic match, went to five sets, and he got over the line. So I was thinking that Quentin might be a little bit jaded by that, but how wrong was I? Quentin basically burst out of the blocks. He's got a big serve, hard to pick too, and courageous on his returns. I mean, he goes for him. When it works, it really works, and obviously he's in the form of his life and confident and all that sort of stuff, so he thoroughly outplayed me, but it's becoming a bit of an issue, my starts in matches. It hadn't been a problem in previous years, but this year I'm struggling to start matches as well as I could. And so not only couldn't I break his serve, but he was breaking mine, and not just breaking it once. And frankly, I felt like I was a bit the supporting cast, just a bit player and perhaps even a spectator, because I found myself love five down in the first set. I mean, I was just I just wasn't even in it. At least held serve at five love, and that was important to me. I was never going to win the set, but I needed to make a statement. I needed to show to myself that I was capable of winning my serve, setting the tone for the next set, and at least sending some sort of a message, feeble though it might have been. So I went down in the first set, 1-6. So this is a third round match against French qualifier Quentin Halyas. And I've been thoroughly outplayed. So I knew I had to concentrate. I knew I had to focus on my serve. I did that. I took something off my first serve that would work well in my first round, not so much in my second. But I thought I needed to make sure of a high percentage of first serves into the corners, hit to his backhand. That worked pretty well. The trouble was, of course, that I couldn't break Quentin's serve. I wasn't overly fussed about that. As long as I was holding my serve, I was always confident in my ability that if I could get to a tiebreaker, that I would have pretty good prospects. And we did get through to a tiebreak, which is not uncommon in grass court tennis. I wasn't overconfident, but confident. I have a game plan for tiebreakers, and it's had a fair bit of success during the course of this year. You know, I take a little bit off my serve without going into my shell. I still try and dictate play, but don't take any great risks. Unfortunately, Quentin didn't get the email, and he went for his serves, he went for his returns, and he hit his serves, and he hit his returns. And I was just nailing them, and I was really frustrated with myself. I mean, in many respects, the tiebreak was out of my control. He you know, he hit some great shots to win it. I mean, it wasn't fabulous, but he did well. He played it as though he's the seeded player. He was doing all the things that I should have done. So hats off to Quinton, but I was absolutely gutted. Here I am on my best surface for the year and a Grand Slam that I love against a qualifier, and I'm on the verge of going out in straight sets. There was work to be done. One of my strengths is that when I'm down in a match, I can sit, think it through, and regroup. And I was determined on this occasion I would not give in. I would not hand him anything. I would make him have to win it. I'd implement a game plan. I would have to change things up. I would have to do something to take control. So I felt I had my service back on track. That was fine. The need was to give myself the chance to break serve, essentially. So I took a decision that I'd stand closer in on the baseline, and if I got aced or became unreturnable serve, so be it. But I wanted to take the ball earlier. I wanted to take time away from him. I wanted to do something different. I wanted to upset his rhythm. I wanted to give him something that he'd have to think about. I think it was also assisted by the fact that there are rain delays. We're on and off the court. That helps because I get the chance to regroup. He gets a chance to think about being ahead and probably becomes a bit more defensive. Also means that you come back and it's only bite-sized chunks that you've got to win. You're not thinking about having to win five sets. You're just thinking about winning one set or a couple of games or whatever it might be. So I think the way the match panned out, you know, with those stoppages was advantageous for myself. And it was a set where I did serve well. I was able to create some break opportunities, and I at least took one of those and won that third set 6-4. 15th seed here. We're in the third round at Wimbledon, playing Quinton Hellyes. I was down two sets to love. I fought back to two sets all, having won a tiebreak, so I was within an inch of being out of the tournament. It was all going to come down to this fifth set. For Quinton to win two five-set matches in a row was always going to be a big ask, and I broke early, and I could almost see the wind being taken out of his sails. I knew I had to keep the pressure on, and you had to focus on the next service game, but when I consolidated the break, I think at that point he just dropped that 5 or 10%, which is understandable because, you know, this is basically his sixth match of the tournament, having played three qualifying matches, and I was then able to break again and serve out the match, and I was probably pretty fortunate for me, and probably an unfortunate way for him to end his tournaments. But when I won that fifth set relatively easily, my congratulations to Quinton were heartfelt. Felt a really nice fellow, great competitor, and a match that we'll both recall for a long time. And I think he can be very pleased and proud of his tournament, and I can be very thankful that I was able to scrape through, because it two sets to love down, and particularly in a fourth set tiebreaker, I could easily have been given my marching orders. So I live to fight another day, which is excellent. 15th seed here into the fourth round of Wimbledon, and all I have to do is to take out Novak Djokovic. I mean, the fact that he's won here seven times in a row, the greatest player of all time, should be very doable, shouldn't it? But one thing I've got to do is I've got to concentrate on my end of the court. I've got to think about things that I've been starting poorly in my matches. You can't afford that against the top echelon. You've got to live to play these great players. You've got to try and test and match yourself against them. Here's a bloke who within the last month has had a knee operation to clear up a torn meniscus in his knee. And if he can get out at 37 and can compete, well, I think it's for me to make sure that I'm in there, giving myself the best opportunity to win. So I'll approach on the basis that we're 50-50 and the best player on the day will win. So until I play the GOAT, Novak Djokovic, thank you, ball people. Thank you, Hawkeye.